Freaking hell, you reach. I'm trying to read Scent, a book on communism, and you just don't even care. Anyway, I'm going to read you another little section here entitled... What the hell is it entitled? Communism Promotes Tyranny. I guess it was written by some guy who's a patriot of the Soviet Union. Okay, here I go. When I'm asked how many political prisoners there are in the Soviet Union, I answer 250 million. And this is no joke, because when you live in a country which is surrounded by barbed wire, in which slave labor exists, in which there is no freedom of movement, where the defense of one's right is considered to be a offense against the criminal law code, when the workers in the Soviet, or USSR it says, but, you know, Soviet Union, what the hell ever, reading the Soviet is no joke, because when you live in a country which is surrounded by criminal law code, when the workers in the Soviet, or USSR it says, but, you know, Soviet Union, what the hell ever, my brain doesn't work at 4 a.m., not that it works at all, but, reading the Soviet newspapers, numerous detailed dispatches about all the strikes in the West, many of them seriously believe that you must be dying of hunger. In the Soviet Union, only a strike, you know, working strike, not like military strike. In the Soviet Union, only a person directly threatened by starvation would decide on such an extreme act as a strike. The rare desperate strikes in the Soviet Union do not occur in the demand of better working conditions or a raise in pay, but only when the workers and their families literally have nothing to eat.